Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Blog Talk Radio. Give yourself a chat name that best represents and promotes to yourself. And that'll get you started on the road to being the fun people in our chat room. A lot of them. And numerous other radio shows, as a matter of fact. So I'm opening up the chat room now. I think I'm going to do the first part of the show today. I had something special planned, if I can find it now, which is a lot of you miss my TV show. So I decided to see if I could download it as an MP3, and then you could listen to what I had going on now. I can't guarantee how that's going to work, but let's see if we can find it. Anyway, let's see. I could have sworn I... I don't know where I've got to find it first, so... let's see. While I'm looking, oh, I found it. Okay, Nancy Lombardo Show. Here we go. All right, you ready? So we're going to begin our show, and then I'm going to announce everyone like Betty Jo and Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and she's usually our first caller. But we'll wait for everybody else to join the chat room. Meanwhile, just sit back and enjoy the Nancy Lombardo Show as soon as I find it again. Okay. There we go. Somebody's logging in. We have a guest. Guest 189 is logging in. Okay, here comes the Nancy Lombardo Show. All right, sit back and enjoy, and welcome. This is the TV show. There's Betty Jo Tucker. Okay, the first part of the show today is my TV show and we'll see.
Jazz, syncopation, collective, improvisation, exploitation of unusual timbers and extreme ranges. House, wife. Noun, first a person put in a place, then treated like a thing, but not me, cause I jam on the new, improved, and not to be abused jazz housewife. I'll elucidate while you masticate on my words. Good morning, Mama, hard-working Mama, jazz housewife, that's me. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel hurt. It's not until after Sesame Street that I will be alert. Oh, good morning, Mama, hard-working Mama, jazz housewife, that's me. You call out to your hubby to do a little chore. Time he's late, he pecks your cheek, he's headed out the door. Oh, good morning, Mama, hard-working Mama, ooh, jazz again. The division of labor sucks. You work all day, no time to play. Can't measure this job in bucks. Ah, good morning, mama. Hard-working mama. Ooh, jazz housewife, that's me.
Ramshackle, you're a dirty house. Ramshackle, you're an old brown mouse. I can tell you just don't care. Ramshackle, you're a rusty car. Ramshackle, you're a dim little star. Wash your muddy feet and comb your hair. Ramshackle, you're a broken wing. Ramshackle, you're a dusty thing. Crying, hiding there under the couch. Ramshackle, you're a cracked egg. Ramshackle, you're a busted leg. Give us a smile and don't be such a grouch.
You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean.
Come on, smile. Ramshackle, now I don't mind. Ramshackle, you're mine, all mine. I love you, hug you, till the grass grows green. Ramshackle, I'll scrub you nice. Would not sell you for twice the price of all the dirt and grime you've ever seen.
You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean. You're my ramshackle, and I'll love you clean.
I love New York. I love New York. Don't you love New York? It is the best city in the world. Please, people come from anywhere in the world and be given the opportunity to drive a cab. Isn't it great? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on, here's your book, here's your map, here's your cab. Go! Go! I was in a cab, true story, and I'm listening to this music. And I'm going, well, that's very interesting music, sir. I bet you can't find that here. Well, Bombay, they're the Backstreet Boys of Bombay. Wow. You must miss that music. No, you went to buy it, and you sold it to me for a dollar. I like to support the arts. And then I wonder, do you think in India the cabs have Indian celebrities telling you to buckle up?
Hello, this is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance. Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, he's in the ride. Don't into the Buddha. Don't into the Buddha. The fly hitting the windshield.
Do a little visual for you.
It's the purple pill. It's just like the pink pill, only purple. Ask your doctor if the purple pill is right for you. Side effects may cause loose bowels, blindness, and voting Republican. But isn't it worth it for the erection? Yes, it's the purple pill. I don't know what it does. I really don't know if it's for erection. But I do know that it always ends with long walks on the beach and bicycle riding. And that's the pill for me. How about those enhancement drugs? Remember male enhancement drugs? You want to enhance a single male? You pin money to him and tell me his mother lives in Florida. You want to enhance a married man? You hand him the vacuum cleaner and go, honey, you want to turn me on? You turn that on. That's right. Back and forth, nice and slow. If you're afraid to get in there, work out. That's true. Marriage is hard work, but it beats the alternative. Dating! Yeah. Glad I'm not doing that again. No. My friend Susan said, Nancy, you don't know what it's like out there dating. Oh, there are only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, spend your money, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so desperate, she went on these things called speed dating. Have you heard of this?
Yes,
you go to a bar, and you meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that coke whore. Older rich guys, a marathon. Because let me tell you,
tell you something about older men? They are so grateful when you carry them across the finish line. Come on, Grandpa, smile! I'll hook you up in the marathon. I'm a real city girl. My idea of camping out is checking into a hotel with no minibar. Damn you, Marriott! That's good. You like that idea of purity camp, huh? I feel like I can skip my son's catechism this week. Thank you. That's done. Yeah, he is the pope that's, like, canonized the most people, and I think that's because he's old. And drinking espresso. Did I make a someone a saint? I forget. What's your name? You're a saint now. A little twist of lemon, please. He is old. It's like he's frighteningly old. You think at the Vatican they play jokes on him? Like run around and go, boom! You mean they go in the back room and go, ooh. Pope. It's a god. Look at these.
Oh, googly eyes, you make stuff come alive. So don't cry those teardrops. Alone or in pairs, you belong everywhere. So cheer up and smile, smile, smile. Oh, googly eyes, don't look so surprised. I will put you on stuff. Put you on a small rock, now the small rock can talk. What does it say, say, say? Put you on a tree stump, now the tree stump can jump. Over the rooftops, I'll put you on a balloon. It flew all over the room. Do you hear it sing, sing, sing? Put you on a warm bun, now that warm bun can run. We will never catch up. I put you on some old pants, now those old pants can dance. You can see them jump, jump, jump. Jump, jump, jump. Jump, jump, jump. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. I put you on a hole in the ground. Now that hole rolls around, and that's a little spooky. I put you back in the drawer. All the things move no more. Everything's sleeping now. Oh, googly eyes, you make stuff come alive. So don't cry those teardrops. Alone or in pairs, you belong everywhere. So cheer up and smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. Smile, smile, smile. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. You got googly eyes. Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Nancy and Laura for putting me in the show, and I'm so happy to have my dad here, and Richard on piano. Are they doing a great job? Well, since Laura mentioned my tribute to Connie Francis, I'm going to start you off with one of my favorite Connie songs. Thank you.
Would you shut up about that? I think you should win and you should win.
Oh, shut up, Candy. I think you should win.
Oh, shut up about that.
Why don't you shut up?
I think you shut up.
You shut up.
I feel like you're on the same circle I do.
Wait,
I think
it's a phone call. Please.
Oh, hello to my imaginary phone.
Hello, shut up.
Oh!
Chatter, 'cause what your pie hole found doesn't really matter. Stop chasing. $20? You're a good-looking guy there. Good-looking latecomer guy. Big guy. Like a play for Villanova or something. Hey, I'm talking to you. Don't look at her. She's a girl, you're a guy. What's your name, sir?
Michael.
That's the most popular name.
Michael.
Yeah. And you're with Budget Travel?
No, I'm not. She is.
She is. Oh, you're...
And I'm with her.
And you're with her. Boy, you've trained him well. I'm with her. And what do you do for a living since you're not with Budget Travel?
I'm in sales.
You're in sales. Go figure. Big surprise. So you met in sales?
No, we didn't.
You didn't? Where'd you meet?
At a bar?
I'll be your friend! No, okay. You met at a bar. Okay. And where do you work for? Another magazine? A competitor?
No, actually, a completely different type of company.
What kind?
Event management.
Event management?
Yeah.
Oh, that should be managed eventually. So you're an event manager. You got any hobbies?
Reading.
Reading? Anything else?
Baseball? Watching, not playing.
Okay, and your name again?
Michael.
You know what? You're not going to believe this, Michael, but I happen to have written a song about your life. And it goes like this.
Tucker in the house. Okay. 10:15 your time, which is 11:15 my time. No problem, Betty Jo. You've hung in there, so it's all fine. Betty Jo's in the chat room. You can join the chat room by going to Blog Talk Radio and joining the chat room with our catchy name, Betty Jo Tucker, this week on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to have Mickey Rooney Remembered on Tuesday, the 15th. That will remember the legendary Mickey Rooney with the celebration of his remarkable business career. And is joining the tributer, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Radio Show, and film historian James Colt Harrison, and classic movie guide founder Diana Sanger. 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Blog Talk Radio with Betty Jo Tucker. Always worth following, so follow her. She's terrific. We also have George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, who was here briefly, then gone. George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop. Every Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Don't forget to check out Wacko World Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. George Bettinger's on Dream Stream Radio, so check that out. And Betty Jo Tucker rocks, so we'll keep it moving since it's a quiet morning in the house of comedy here. And what else? Oh, don't forget to check out Word this Wednesday. 8 p.m. at Sidewalk Cafe. It's free, one drink minimum, and you'll see the finest in entertainment and storytelling. Word, produced by Terry Mintz, always worth going to, 8 p.m. this Wednesday at Sidewalk Cafe, and it's on the corner of 6th and Avenue A. Real easy to get to, not a problem. So check it out. Word. Very good show. I love it. So moving right along. I don't know who I haven't played in a long time. I want to get some playing going. Here, let's see. I need some music, I think. I don't know. Music here. Okay, here we go. How about some
One, two, three, four. In a cafe, turn my laptop on. Surf on over to mykarma.com. Answer 50 questions about the life I've led. Got the high score in everything I said. But later in the evening when I got home, found the door busted in, all my stuff gone. In a hot spot, turn my laptop on. Surf on over to mykarma.com. Says every time I do a good deed, it's like money in the bank, it's guaranteed. Later I helped the blind man cross the street. Bus pulled up and ran over my feet. To mykarma.com. Says my life should be a state of bliss, and my carbon footprint is the latest I see. But then my old laptop burst into flames. They shut down the airport, slapped me in chains. Thank you.
Skonberg. You got to love her. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters remembers Mickey Rooney this Tuesday at 4 on Blog Talk Radio. Whoever hangs in the chat room gets the most plugs. That's how we roll. Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters, also follow her blog. Betty Jo, she does the trick. There you go. It's always good. How about a little Celeste Kellogg, huh? Up and coming country.
Hey boy, have you been in the mirror lately? I'm sure you have, cause you see yourself safely. And up you go, to steal the whole state. May have worked on someone else, but won't get me out on a day. Once you've seen one, girls, we've seen them all. They'll ask you for your number, but won't even give you a call. Sorry if this sounds kinda critical, but I want someone different, not stereotypical. Like a copy and paste behind, but I can see right through like all the other time. Different players have identical games, but they're initials up because they'll for the same. A broken record, a broken record. Now here we're at a vibe, what a girl wants to see. Someone who has respect and will give her what she needs. Do a simple act, even if it's kinda strange. Like maybe even hold open the door for a change. Hello. I wanna feel something real, not a bad act. Skip all the lies and just get straight up with the facts. Do I have to spell it out like A, B, C, D? Some spaghettios and they can have linguine. Like a copy and paste in line, but I can see right through like all the other times. Different players have identical games, but they're initials up because they're for the same.
Hello?
Winding down. Yeah, we are. So let's go out with some more music, I think, huh? Who haven't we played yet? It's always nice. Connie Perry's show is tomorrow, Tuesday, and I don't have it up, but I will find it for you. Hang on. Comedy Variety Show at Mimo's. That's Mimo's Sports in Manhattan, and you could go check out Connie Perry's show. It's a lot of fun. Okay. And Mimo's, 8 p.m., 735 10th Avenue, New York, New York, 10009. And don't forget to check out Word Wednesday night at Sidewalk Cafe. That's 6th Street and Avenue A. Always fun. Go check it out. Word. 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 Okay, we're having fun here. I'll keep it moving with, here we go.
In the last 10 years, you have reacted to a great many important newspaper headlines. But of all the events in the headlines, there is one that seemed to affect you most.
I I see where they've called this little girl to the stand in the quiz scandal.
Oh, yeah, I saw the little girl. Yeah. Had a picture of her in the newspaper going into court with her manager.
Terrible thing.
Sick.
Yeah.
I am just sick about it.
You know what
sick.
I keep wondering?
Sick.
If they had to fix the little girl...
Yeah, fixed her.
...to rig the quiz...
Yeah.
How did they put it to her? She's nine.
How do you put it to a child? What do you say to a kid? I suppose they said, kid...
Yeah.
You want to make some money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I put it to my child.
Yeah.
You can't go into a lot of things. It's just
awful thing.
Oh, it's the worst thing that's ever. It's because it's a lie.
Yeah.
I hate a lie.
I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No. I want to tell you something. This is the truth. If there was a war tomorrow, I couldn't think about it.
No. Listen, if there was a war tomorrow, you wouldn't see it in the paper.
Well, that's a fact, but it's something that leaves you with nothing. The ground is washed.
Van Doren was my idol.
Oh, he was everything.
He was my idol.
He was my image.
Yes. And now I don't know what to think.
Yeah.
I mean, does he know anything, or is he just a very thin man with a high forehead?
There's no way to know now.
No.
Now you can't tell.
Well, thank heaven for the investigation.
Oh, yes, they're getting on.
Yeah.
They're getting on.
When I feel worst, I say to myself, at least the government has taken a firm stand.
Oh, well, they can't fool around with this the way they did with integration.
No.
This is
a moral issue.
It is a moral issue. To me, that's always so much more interesting than a real issue.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a fiber to it.
That's
right. You can feel
something
it.
Something to follow in the papers.
Yes.
But I'll tell you, I was stunned, for instance, to find out that the people on Person to Person knew they were on television.
Oh, didn't you know that?
No. I was cool.
There you see, I knew that.
Remember how they used to, hello, Mr. Morrow. We were just looking at our new septic tank.
I knew. Because you know, how would they know? They had to know where to look for the camera.
But I didn't think.
You don't think. You don't think. If you thought, but you don't.
Here's what I want to ask you. I want to know this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know it's terrible to have all this dishonesty. But I want to ask you something.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the president on television?
Which one?
Well, any.
Oh, well, of course. I've seen them all. And then on radio before that. Oh, yes. I keep up.
Now, let me ask you this. Who do you think writes their speeches?
Don't they?
Not always. Politicians don't always write their own speeches.
Oh, my dear, some of them do.
Some of them do, some of them don't.
How do you know which do and which don't?
That's my point.
Oh, I see.
That's my point.
I see your point, yeah.
Because. Now, if they have to announce that the dentist in the ads is an actor...
Yeah.
...won't they have to announce when a politician hasn't written his own speech?
Oh, well, now, don't be a fool. You're being a childish person.
Well, why?
Because this is an investigation that extends to television, but you certainly can't enforce the same rules on politicians. I mean, they're the people who run our country. You know what I mean?
Well, yes and no. What's the difference?
What difference?
I mean, you admit that Van Doren is a fraud.
Oh my! Well, because it's not the same thing. No, really, it's not.
Well,
because it's the whole thing. It's a different. You want to know the difference?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you exactly what the difference. Here is the difference. Here is the difference right here.
Yeah.
This is the difference. Because very simply, Van Doren went on television and claimed to know all the answers, and the government has never done that.
Thank you.
you gotta love them. You gotta love them. And anyway, so moving right along. Thank you for joining us today on Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Remember, support the arts by supporting the arts. That's the way to do it. Yes, it is. And we'll keep moving right along at the close of our show. Thank you for joining us today, and we'll just go on a craziness.
Say, man, that's a peppy rhythm. I've got the funk in my trousers for sure. I like bananas because they have no bones. Yeah, Macaulay Culkin starred in Home Alone. If your dog has tartar, go get him some of those little doggy bones. Yeah, if you got something, something, something rhymes with bones, yeah, for $8, call a psychic friend on the telephone. Ha ha, if you're going deaf, the doctor makes you listen to tones. My cousin Vinny's got a trailer park in Rome. Ooh yeah, if you eat some uncooked pork, you'll sit around and moan. Yeah, something that rhymes with bones. Yeah,
thank you for joining us today. It's been a lot of fun. Big kiss. Bye-bye.